The only decision made today is 15-year-old Andrea Hernandez, the sophomore refusing the ID card, will be allowed to stay at John Jay until the end of the semester. Northside Superintendent Brian Woods says that was a decision made by the district.
Clearly, this close to final exams for a high school student, the best thing for her is to stay through those exams, and so we're happy to allow for that.
He adds Northside will abide by Judge Orlando Garcia's decision, which will be made later this week. During arguments, Hernandez and her family said wearing an ID without the chip, which Northside offered, is still endorsing the program. The family believes the chip is the mark of the beast in the Bible's book of Revelations. Hernandez says she wants to stay at Jay using an ID she received during her freshman year that doesn't have the chip at all, and for the district to respect her privacy and religious concerns.
I earned my way into this school, and for them to kick me out due to my religious objections is unfair.
Andrea's father, Stephen Hernandez, went as far as saying that Northside ISD is the Antichrist.
God is our Savior. God is who we worship, and He's who we serve, not NISD.
Northside argued the Student Locator Project at John Jay High School and Jones Middle School enhanced student safety and security and generated revenue for the district based on student attendance. A decision will likely come before Wednesday. The Hernandez family has promised to appeal if the injunction is not granted. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.